Okay, so let's just start by getting ourselves nice, cozy, and comfortable. So just the way you do that is to notice how your body's feeling. So if you're sitting on a chair, then just readjusting your posture so it's in a nice posture where you feel comfortable and at ease. And if you'd prefer to lie down for this, or some combination of sitting or lying down, maybe placing your feet up, just try that. So see what works for you. And we're just going to spend a couple of minutes just checking in with our posture, actually. So once you've got your what feels relatively comfortable for you and relaxed, allowing your eyes to close just to help you to tune into your inner world of your physical sensations. And maybe taking a couple of deeper in and out breaths. So taking a nice full deep breath in and a slow breath out. And as you breathe out nice and slowly, maybe combining it with just the tiniest of smiles. You may not feel very smiley right now, but just experimenting with just lifting the corners of your mouth. And you may just get this sense of letting go in your body, your physical muscles, maybe just relaxing a little bit more. Maybe not, but just noticing. And now as you're starting to naturally become a little bit more aware of your body, a little bit more conscious, there may be certain parts of your body that still don't feel quite right. And so I invite you to just continue to adjust your posture as necessary. You might notice that your leg's not in quite the right place, or maybe you need to loosen some tight clothing. As the attention starts going from this outer world into the inner world of your body, and you start to notice the sensations more and more, there's still a period of time where you need to continue to make adjustments. So feel free to continue to do so. Let that be your first act of kindness towards yourself, friendliness. Good. And now, sometimes in mindfulness, we can do little visualizations to help us to start the process. So let's do that. So I'd like you to imagine that you're holding two heavy bags, one in each hand. And one bag in your left hand represents the past, and one bag in your right hand represents the future. So just imagine you're standing or sitting somewhere, and you're just holding these heavy bags. You're holding them up. And you've been carrying them around maybe all day or week or month or maybe your whole life. But right now, we're going to be just putting these bags down, the bag of the past, which represents all your memories, all the things that have happened today and perhaps all the way throughout your past, all the regrets, all the good things that have happened to you, just slowly imagining lowering that bag down towards the ground, towards the earth, and just noticing what it would feel like to just open up your fingers and just really release and let go of the past. And in your right hand, you're holding the weight of the future, all the ideas, your goals, your dreams, your visions, your worries and concerns about the future. Just lowering that bag down to just for the time being, imagining your hand going down and just releasing, opening up your fingers. So you can just, for these few precious minutes that we have together, just see if you can stay present with my voice, with this experience, and just for the time being, let go of past and future. And when you let go of past and future, you find yourself in between those two, which is actually the only moment you truly experience, the only place you can live and be creative. It's actually one of the best places to be, and it's the present moment, the here and now. So noticing what it feels like to have at least even just a tiny bit let go of these thoughts about past and future. And to be here with your body, with the sound of my voice, the sounds in my room, in the room that you're sitting in, or maybe outside. Just noticing what that feels like. And we've been talking about the body and looking after our physical body when we first start mindfulness. So let's just come back to our body now. And just noticing how your body feels. And maybe just checking in and noticing which parts of your body feel still a little bit tense, a little bit tight. There'll be some aspect of your body that may not be totally relaxed and comfortable, even though you've adjusted your bodily posture. So what I'd like you to do is that when you're ready, just gently turning the spotlight of your attention towards that part of your body. And that's the mindfulness bit. Turning your attention to the sensations where there's the tiniest or strong aspect of tension, tightness, difficulty, or maybe pain. And then once you've managed to connect with that sensation, with the mindfulness, then sending this kindness I've been talking about, this warmth, this sense of friendliness. So just letting it be, being soft and kind and gentle towards it. And just noticing, the mindfulness will give you feedback. Maybe it's starting to relax or let go a little bit. It's so great. And even if it doesn't, just continue to watch, to observe the sensations. And if they do dissolve and diminish, then move on to another different part of your body. But if they continue to stay there, then that's okay too. See if you can just allow it and just let it be. And as I mentioned earlier, to help you cultivate this friendly awareness, it can be helpful to just lift the corners of your mouth. If there's one posture that you need in mindfulness quite often, it's just this tiny smile. So staying with your bodily sensations as best you can. And again, as we spoke earlier, the tendency of the mind may be to wander off to other thoughts or concerns. And if that does happen, then maybe for the time being, just let it be. Turn your attention to thoughts, to the mind. And just notice, okay, where does the mind want to go? What does it want to think about? And then it may want to think for a bit, or it may not. Let it be. So we're going from battling or being enemies with the mind and body to actually being best friends with both body and mind. Together. So as we continue to practice, you may notice a certain sense of release or relaxation. Maybe the tiniest bit, just the fraction of 1%. And if so, then well done. And just see if you can continue to enjoy the experience that bring that sense of pleasantness, this sense of letting go, enjoying the mindful experience as best you can. And as I said earlier, if you're not finding this experience to be relaxing or there's a sense of letting go, just see if you can be patient with yourself. Just stay with noticing and observing and bring this friendly attitude. And if you really want to help to increase that, then one approach would be to just place your hand upon your heart, the left or right hand, placing it on the physical heart. And that can sometimes help to cultivate this warmth, this friendly attitude as you continue to feel the sensations in your body and enjoying any sense of letting go or relaxation. And as you continue to do this, you may start to notice that significant sensation or movement in the body is the breathing. And there's no special place you need to feel the breathing. This is not mindfulness of nose or mindfulness of belly. This is mindfulness of breathing. So just feeling the whole process of breathing. You know when you're breathing in, you know when you're breathing out. So if that does happen to rise up in your attention and your awareness, and see if you can, again, bring this attitude of friendliness, kindness, warmth to your breathing. Turning the present moment into what we talked about, a pleasant moment to be. because your mind likes to move towards happiness, towards whatever's pleasant. So giving yourself permission to enjoy these few precious moments together. Using the moments of silence to just tune into the experience. Letting go, putting that glass of water down, putting that sense of control down and just letting things be. Good. And as we're slowly starting to come towards the end of this practice, just noticing how you're feeling right now, noticing what this experience was like for you. And if it was a positive experience, if you did feel that maybe there was this sense of letting go, enjoying, letting things be, even a tiny bit, then just notice what you did, what attitude you managed to bring this about. So there's a sense of learning. And if you didn't, if you found it a difficulty or a struggle, then not berating yourself, not criticizing yourself, but just noticing that and maybe having another go another time and seeing how it works for you. So when you're ready and you want to bring this exercise to a close, then just gently, maybe just wiggling your toes or your fingers, maybe gently opening your eyes when you're ready to do so. Having a little stretch.